Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. This episode is all about one of the most visually satisfying topics in your GCSE PE theory paper, axes of movement. We're covering topic 2.3 from the OCR specification, and by the end of this episode, you'll be able to name all three axes, pair them with their correct planes, and apply them to real sporting examples, which is exactly what the exam asks you to do. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a last-minute refresh before your exam, this episode has you covered. We'll go through the core concepts clearly, tackle the exam tips and common mistakes that trip candidates up every year, do a quick-fire recall quiz, and wrap up with a punchy summary. Let's get into it. So, first things first, what actually is an axis of movement? An axis is an imaginary line around which the body, or a body part, rotates. I want you to picture a metal skewer. Imagine pushing that skewer through the center of your body in different directions. The body rotates around that skewer. That's your axis. The key word here is around. Movement happens around the axis, not along it. This distinction matters in the exam, so keep it in mind. Now, there are three axes, and each one is paired with a specific plane of movement. Let's go through them one by one. Number one, the frontal axis. The frontal axis runs horizontally from one side of the body to the other. Think of it like a bar passing through your hips from left to right. When the body rotates around the frontal axis, the movement happens in the sagittal plane. That's the plane that divides the body into left and right halves. The classic example here is a somersault. When a gymnast performs a forward or backward somersault, their body is rotating around the frontal axis, that imaginary bar going side to side through their hips. Other examples include a forward roll in gymnastics, a dive in swimming, or the rotation of the trunk during a rowing stroke. So remember, frontal axis runs side to side, paired with the sagittal plane. Think somersault. Number two, the sagittal axis. Now, here's where candidates often get confused, because the names seem to swap around. The sagittal axis runs horizontally from front to back through the body. Imagine a bar going from your belly button through to your spine. When the body rotates around the sagittal axis, the movement happens in the frontal plane, the plane that divides the body into front and back halves. The classic example here is a cartwheel. When a gymnast performs a cartwheel, their body tilts sideways and rotates around that front-to-back bar. Other examples include a star jump, where the arms and legs move out to the sides, or abduction and adduction movements at the hip and shoulder. So remember, sagittal axis runs front-to-back paired with the frontal plane. Think cartwheel. Number three, the transverse axis, also called the vertical axis. The transverse axis runs vertically from the top of the head down through the body to the feet, like a pole going straight down through the crown of your skull. When the body rotates around the transverse axis, the movement happens in the transverse plane, the plane that divides the body into upper and lower halves. The classic example here is a pirouette in dance or gymnastics or a spinning action in ice skating or discus throwing. When an athlete spins on the spot, they're rotating around that vertical axis. A tennis player's trunk rotation during a serve also involves the transverse axis. So remember, transverse axis runs top to bottom paired with the transverse plane. Think pirouette or spin. Now, let me give you the golden memory trick that pulls all three together. I call it the SFT skewer rule. A sagittal axis goes front to back, frontal plane, cartwheel. F, frontal axis goes side to side, sagittal plane, somersault. T, transverse axis goes top to bottom, transverse plane, spin. Or try this phrase. Frontal axis, forward somersault, sagittal axis, sideways cartwheel, transverse axis, turning spin. The first letter of the movement type matches, forward, sideways, turning, F, S, T. Beautiful. One more thing on core concepts, the relationship between axes and planes. Every axis is perpendicular to its paired plane. That means they're at right angles to each other. The frontal axis is perpendicular to the sagittal plane. The sagittal axis is perpendicular to the frontal plane. The transverse axis is perpendicular to the transverse plane. You don't need to use the word perpendicular in your answer, but understanding this relationship helps you work out the pairing if you ever forget. Right, let's talk about the exam. This topic comes up in the OCR GCSE PE written paper, and it's assessed across all three assessment objectives, AO1, AO2, and AO3. AO1 questions, worth 30% of marks, will ask you to define or identify. For example, name the axis of rotation used in a somersault. 1 mark. You write, frontal axis, done, don't overthink it. AO 2 questions, worth 40% of marks, will ask you to apply your knowledge. For example, a gymnast performs a cartwheel. Identify the axis and plane of movement used. 2 marks, you write, the sagittal axis, which runs horizontally from front to back, and the frontal plane. 2 marks secured. AO 3 questions, worth 30% of marks, will ask you to analyze or justify. For example, explain how the transverse axis allows a discus thrower to generate power during their throw. Here you need to explain the orientation of the axis, describe the rotation that occurs, link it to the transverse plane, and explain why this rotation is beneficial to performance. Full sentences, specialist vocabulary, clear reasoning. Now, the 3 most common mistakes I see candidates make, and these cost marks every year. Mistake 1, confusing the frontal axis with the sagittal axis. Remember, the frontal axis goes side to side, the sagittal axis goes front to back. A helpful trick, the word frontal sounds like front, but the frontal axis actually goes sideways, not forwards. I know, it's counterintuitive. That's exactly why it catches people out. Drill this pairing until it's automatic. Mistake 2, giving the plane when the question asks for the axis. Read the question carefully. If it says axis of rotation, you must name the axis, not the plane. If it says plane of movement, name the plane. These are different things and they are not interchangeable. Mistake 3, describing the direction of movement rather than the orientation of the axis. The axis is the imaginary line the body rotates around. If asked to describe the frontal axis, you say, it passes horizontally from side to side through the body, not the body moves forwards and backwards. Movement direction describes the plane, not the axis. In extended answers, always use the formula, axis name, then orientation, then paired plane, then sporting example. That structure will earn you full marks every time. Time for the quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. Which axis runs from side to side through the body? The frontal axis. Question 2. A gymnast performs a forward somersault. Which axis are they rotating around? The frontal axis. Question 3. The sagittal axis is paired with which plane? The frontal plane. Question 4. Which axis runs vertically from head to toe? The transverse axis, also called the vertical axis. Question 5. A dancer performs a pirouette. Which axis and plane are involved? The transverse axis and the transverse plane. Question 6. Name 1 sporting example for the sagittal axis. A cartwheel, a star jump, or abduction at the shoulder. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, your exam ready on this topic. If you stumbled on any, go back and reread the core concepts section of your study guide and try the retrieval questions there. Let's wrap up. Here are your 3 key takeaways from today's episode. 1. An axis is an imaginary line around which the body rotates. There are 3, frontal, sagittal, and transverse. 2. Each axis is paired with a plane. Frontal axis pairs with the sagittal plane. Sagittal axis pairs with the frontal plane. Transverse axis pairs with the transverse plane. 3. In the exam, always state the axis, its orientation, the paired plane, and a sporting example. That 4-part answer structure is your route to full marks. Use the skewer visualization, practice the quick-fire pairings, and don't let the name confusion trip you up. You've got this. Thanks for listening. Good luck in your exam, and keep revising smart. Bye for now.